Researchers in California and Wisconsin have microscopic pictures that help explain why the toxin that causes botulism is so deadly. They have an atomic snapshot of sorts. UW-Madison physiology professor Edwin Chapman says it shows just where and how the toxin latches onto a cell.
And that's interesting to us because these are the most potent substances, you know, the most potent toxins known to humankind. And so to be so potent, they must have developed a very efficient means to recognize and enter their target cells.
Before the toxin can paralyze a nerve cell, it has to know where it's going and how to get in. The latest discovery by the Scripps Research Institute in University of Wisconsin School of Medicine shows the toxin does not waste time randomly attacking nerve cells. Rather, it goes for those most important to a victim. Say nerves that control muscles needed for breathing. Those constantly active cells have the receptors needed to gain entry. And once one of the seven toxins which causes botulism gets in, Chapman says, it shuts the door.
That way, a nerve already been poisoned won't take up any more toxin. You'd be wasting toxin molecules. These are clever little molecules.
Now that researchers know the method of operation used by this bodily intruder, they hope that knowledge will give them more ammunition needed to eventually do things like find new treatments for food poisoning and nervous system diseases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.